Accession number 20617, Reel 3.
Well, Big Land, Reel 3.
I went to all these German prisoners, and they were mainly for the SS, and we took them down to a place called Fanara in the canal zone.
What was their attitude?
They were all right. We expected them to be a bit stroppy, but they weren't, because we had them on the top deck, and we had a great big cabin there with them all in, and we were just outside, let them on their own. We just got them outside, and we took them to Portside, down to Fanara by train, and took them in the prison camp. And then we left them there, and we came back and picked up the boat again back to Malta.
Going back to the detention barracks in Hong Kong, what kind of men were in prison there?
Oh, mainly absent without leave and assaulting officers or disobeying orders.
Had any of them done anything really serious?
No, not at all. Not that I know. We did find a few of them, but mainly assaulting officers, thumping an officer, something like that.
Did they need much handling?
No. As soon as he went in, they were given a bucket and a shovel for cleaning papers. But he had to burnish it up. They give him envelope paper to burnish it. But he always got a dirty one when he went in, and he burnished it up, kept it up. And they got two cigarettes a day, one in the morning and one at night. One in the afternoon, I should say. And he had to give the dog end back. And when he went in exercise, he wore in a circle. It was very interesting, because we studied a bit of report writing and right now reports of crimes, you know, serious court martial and things like that. And that's where I got the idea to join the prison service.
Did you feel sorry for the prisoners?
Not usually sorry, no. Most of them done as they're told.
Were they harshly treated?
No, they weren't. They got the food all right in the detention barracks, and even in the civilian prisons, the food's all right.
So you're on your way home at Malta, you said?
Well, we went to Malta and then decided that the M-balls were getting discharged. So in 47 in Malta. 1948, February, all the M-balls were getting discharged, so I came home on the Ajax. And that could take a bit to get broken up, the Ajax.
The warship.
The one was at the Battle of the River Plate. And we got to Sheerness and went to Chatham, and I got the mop from Chatham.
Did the war have much an effect on you?
No. I think I was lucky. A couple of instances, went into hospital, and while I was in, they moved forward at different times. I think I was lucky a few times. Didn't get a scratch other than blood poison.
How do you feel now about having served with the Royal Marines?
Oh, I enjoyed it. The comradeship, you couldn't beat it. You couldn't beat it at all. And the NCO as well. They're fair. And I'll say, they never used the F word. I don't know where they get and the S word. I never heard it used at all. They chased us from pillar to post. But